Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Mets yesterday, BT, won a game. Hey, that was a huge game. And I thought it was very impressive for Tong. You know I would not have started him at all. It's not that I didn't think he had it in him. It's that I wouldn't have been willing to take the chance to find out with 10 games to go. But that was the best that we've seen from Jonah Tong. Either way, they get that win and now do create a little bit of breathing room. I'm still not 100% sold that they have enough to get over the finish line. Yesterday was really the first day where I felt that that was the case. You know, I've been honest with you and my feelings here about where I'm at with them. I wasn't really worried. Like, they got to sweep the Nationals here. And if they sweep the Nats with their pitching lined up the way it is and the Nats are as bad as they are, then they should be in a golden position to finish this thing off here. I'm not still 100% confident that the Mets have officially turned the corner and will, in fact, be a playoff team.
I could see that, but there's also some evidence now that the Mets are starting to get it together here. Pete's been on an absolute bender. He's been hitting, I mean, he's on a really good roll here. Obviously, Tong was terrific yesterday. You got the piggyback the other day with Holmes and Manaea here. So there's just a lot of things that are starting to, you know, line up now. We're like, okay. And obviously, you get a little break in the schedule. You got to cash in here with the Nationals with these three games. It's not going to be easy going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Playing the Cubbies. Never easy with the Marlins and all the ghosts of the past.
They've been bad on the road all year. Not to mention that those teams have, you know, the Cubs are good and the Marlins always pester the Mets.
That was a good win yesterday, though. That was a good series. And, you know, to me, and again, I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but I look, you know, if and when. And I do think that they'll be a wild card team. I think they'll get it. You know, if they get there, you're talking about what? McLean. You might not even want to go here yet, but McLean, Sproat, Peterson? McLean.
No.
What would you. McLean won.
I would go McLean one. Now, again, this is part of the problem. Like, you and I have debated about this, callers have debated about this. There are no good answers. The Mets' best answer is cross your fingers and hope that Tong goes out there and has a start that he did even after he couldn't get out of the first inning. And he did that. The Mets were hoping that Senga could go down to the minors and figure it out. He didn't. He got beat
he
up.
He did initially,
so
then he got whacked around.
I would officially eliminate him from the equation.
Yep.
They're hoping that David Peterson is going to figure it out. He's got an ERA of near 8 since August, and they're saying he's going to make his next start. Like, based on what would I trust David Peterson? He was an all-star in the first half. He's been god-awful in the second half. So that's part of the issue here. So I would say McLean for sure, and then the combo of Holmes and Manaea to me would be 2.
Sproat.
Let's see what Sproat does this weekend. He's been pretty good, but the velocity dip has to be concerning in his last outing. It was great, 6 scoreless innings. You take that every time, but like,
drop down to 92.
And dude, like, he's a rookie. Like, who the hell knows?
I know.
It's not saying that they're not good enough. They've been great so far, but you just don't know. They're one start away from near disaster.
Well, one thing that's happening here, and not that the Met fan should be wrapped up in this now, but it's actually really good for the future, too. I mean, so provided the Mets make the playoffs here, I mean, you got these kids who have just been thrown into the fire. And whether it's McLean, who looks like he's the real deal for minute one, and Sproat has been really good as well. And then even Tong, who was all over the map and then, you know, emotionally a mess. And
but
then,
to come back from
that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, that's a big boy moment for him. So it's there's no perfect answers here, but there seems to be a few more answers than maybe there were a week or so ago, because I didn't think Manaea even had what he had coming out of the pen the other day. I didn't. I'm going to take the L on that. Like, I did want to go with Tong. I did want to get him another start. I do like his stuff, and he pitched great, but I didn't know what Manaea was going
to
do.
Yeah, but it just got to a point where it's like, okay, we want to send Senga down. Fine. Okay, well, you can't have Manaea start. Okay, fine. And then Tong goes out there, can't get through the first inning. I wouldn't, I'm saying, well, I can't have this guy, I can't trust this guy, I can't trust that guy.
Well, somebody's got to pitch.
Well, exactly right. Somebody's got to pitch. So in the case of yesterday, it was Tong had to pitch. He did the job and came out, you know, even better than he's looked at all.
Oh, by his best, by far.
That's
he got a little lucky in the first inning with Machado trying to stretch a single into the double.
But still.
He threw the ball well.
That's how he looked on all the highlights watching in Double A and Triple A. We have not seen that, so we did see that yesterday. Okay, so that's very encouraging that he could certainly come back and bounce back immediately. But rolling the dice, same thing with Peterson. Like, you're rolling the dice again with Peterson next time. Even the piggyback situation, you just don't know. Yeah, when they pitch well, everything looks great, but can you count on that? Outside of McLean, nobody has been consistent. Sproat's been consistent. It's been two starts. You just don't know what's going to happen with them. So I can make an argument that if they get there, I feel like they'd be in better shape because everything gets shortened. We've talked about
I think they're dangerous if they get there. Yeah, now, we could probably talk about a lot of teams and say, well, they're dangerous if this happens, but if the Mets get there, and I believe that they will, I believe it'll be the last wild card. Mets get there. Mets could be dangerous. Why could they not be?
Let's get to. Well, I mean, the offense as well, even the bullpen. Hey, dude?
Well, I remember at the lowest of their lows. Yeah, I remember saying, "Hey, listen, and I use McLean as an example. All it takes is McLean to go out there and put up, you know, 5 or 6 zeros, Soto to hit a 3-run bomb in the first inning or in the whatever inning, and the Mets win the first game. It's like, okay, here you go. Yeah. Like, and this is what we've talked about all year, like the uncertainty and the randomness of baseball. Now, you certainly need some checkpoints to give you confidence to think that you could do something over the course of the season. Do the Mets have some hitters that are red hot? Yep. Do the Mets have a couple of flamethrowers atop the rotation? Yep. Do the Mets have enough bullpen arms, if they're right, to piece it together? Yes, they do.
Yeah, but they've had that. And also have lost.
I know.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked. You could tell me, would you be shocked if they missed the postseason? I'd say no. You could tell me, would you be shocked if they got to or won a World Series? I'd say no.
Like, I'd be surprised at this point if they don't get in. I'm going to stop short of saying shocked because of the volatility to their season. Surprised? I'd be surprised.
Fair enough, but it's still a possibility. Like, the extremes are ridiculous. All right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Joe in the Bronx wants to talk about that Justin Tuck interview. What's up, Joe?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
Hey, Joe.
You too.
So it was refreshing to hear a former Giants player say that there were no rush to see Dart play. Because, honestly, until they get their offensive line straightened out and their defense on the same page, I don't want to see Dart. I'm right. I don't know if I'd wait the whole season, but, you know, week 8 or 9, maybe. I don't know. Find a comfortable spot, but don't rush to put him in, even though we're probably going to lose to Kansas City.
Well, we've talked about that, Joe. I mean, you know, every show's different, every personality is different, but I think that's pretty much been the theme on this show. We were never looking to wedge him in there irresponsibly or too early. You know, I didn't think we'd ever see a game like we saw from Russell Wilson in week 2, but I thought he'd be, you know, effective enough where you guys wouldn't be screaming for him to get benched. You know, I thought he'd be better than what the Giants trotted out last year. He happened to be great in week 2. If you get 70% of that for the next 5, 6, 7 weeks, you can ease Dart along without the pressure of either the head coach trying to save his job or the fans just screaming like lunatics.
Yeah, to me, I was always looking at the bye week, and that's like week 14. So I was pushing this way down the road. They had a plan in place. Russell Wilson was the plan. I never thought it was going to be a successful plan as far as getting to the postseason, but let him go quarterback, be a competent team, win some games, lose some games, whatever, play NFL football for the majority of the year while having Dart watch and learn and develop and then transition to him. And I don't think it's about Russell Wilson's poor week 1 performance. I just think it was about Dart's preseason really took this thing to another level where Dart was so good and exciting in the preseason – Then people wanted to see more of him. Baldinger comes on with us after week one and was saying, I do it now. Why wait?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. And actually, even before week one, he was talking about maybe against New Orleans week five. And I was like, whoa, that was soon?
Well, don't you think, I know it sped up my timeline in my own mind when they elevated him to QB2.
Yes, that's another thing. You're exactly right.
That's where even if we were predisposed to say, all right, this is going to be we would think the Giants will take the prudent route here and not wedge him in. We're sitting here saying you got Rush, you got Jameis, you got him as the third quarterback. Once it was quarterback two, I'm like, all right, so they're obviously comfortable enough. If the starter goes down, he's thrust in there. So to me, that kind of sped things up almost unnecessarily, but that was there. Nobody forced him to do that.
Excellent point. I was shocked at that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.